Joe, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Aaron.
And we got the Knoxville Athletic Hall of Fame inductions this Friday. Three athletes and one entire team being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Things will get started with a luncheon Friday, but first let's just talk a little bit about the history of the Hall of Fame and how things got started with that.
You bet. This will be the 8th annual induction ceremony, so it's not a terribly old organization. A lot of different people, groups kind of worked on it over the years, and then around 9 years ago, Doug Wilson put together a committee with the school's approval, and it's independent of the school, but obviously we need their cooperation, and really just said, you know, instead of talking about it, we're going to do it. And it's a group of people that have been working on that, 7 or 8 people. It's changed a little, but kind of some core people have stayed the same. And it's been a wonderful thing for Knoxville. I think it's an event people really look forward to now.
Yeah, and you've had some notable names in the past be inducted into the Hall of Fame, like you said, over the past 8 years, and they are displayed actually in the cafeteria, I believe.
Yeah, they're in the commons at the high school, and you know, part of what we talk about each year is there's really a rich history of athletics here over the last 100 years, and a few highlights. You know, we had a Heisman Trophy finalist from here. We have an Olympian from here, of course, Randy Wilson. We've had 3 different athletes that have qualified for the Olympic trials, so multiple All-Americans at the collegiate level. So it's really fun to talk about these things and bring them back and maybe try to inspire the current athletes by looking at some of what we've done in the past.
Who's getting inducted into the Hall of Fame this year?
Okay, this year, first of all, from the class of 1949, Bob Edwards. And people ask me, is that the Bob Edwards from Knoxville that's involved in so many things? And yes, it is. He was state champion in the pole vault back in 1947. From the class of 1979, Dave Capitani. He was an all-state baseball player, really a multi-sport athlete that was very successful here. From the class of 1998 is Joe Glissman. He was a state champion wrestler for Knoxville. And then the 1980 cross-country team that was undefeated and state champions in 1980.
So really, like you said, just adding more to the rich history here at Knoxville High School Athletics. A lot of those guys, like you said, all-state people and just great athletes overall.
It is. It's a quick rundown. If you were ever a state champion here or first team All-State, it's more or less automatic. You will be in the Hall of Fame. It's just a matter of when. We try to spread it out and make it interesting each year. And then there's a few people that have got in that maybe didn't fall into that category, but they really did something else that kind of really added to their allure. Mo Nichols is a great example of that. Mo Nichols was never an All-State football player at Knoxville. He went on to be first-team All-American and Heisman Trophy finalist at Iowa State and captain of the famous Dirty 30 team there. So obviously he kind of earned his way in through that. But it really takes a special athlete. We try to keep it really the elite of the elite that we've seen at our school that gets in.
And what things are going on Friday to help honor and celebrate their careers in Knoxville?
Well, we start off with a luncheon at noon where we give a little speech about each of them, friends, family, really open to the public. You just need to buy a ticket to come have the luncheon. It's at Swamp Fox Pub and Grill at noon. And you do have to buy tickets in advance. I'll throw that out there. But anyway, we talk about each of them. We ask them to get up and kind of speak to the crowd a little bit. That's really my favorite part of the day because it's up close and personal and you get to meet them, talk to them, really spend a couple hours over there just talking afterwards. So that's what we do at noon. And then that evening between the girls and boys basketball games, we have, which really a neat ceremony, you know, the shut down the lights, the spotlight goes out on them, and it's about a 10 or 15 minute ceremony that everybody that sees it really appreciates it, and it draws quite a crowd.
Well, is everyone fortunate enough to be able to make it this year?
They are. Each of the 3 individuals are, and there were 6 runners on that cross-country team and coach, and I believe they're all going to be represented except for one. 2 of the runners have passed away from, obviously, at a very young age from class of 1980, but 3 of the other 4 will be there, and there will be family representatives of the other 2 that are deceased, and the coach is coming back as well.
All right, and you talked about how on the Friday luncheons, one of your favorite parts, you get to sit and chat and hear them speak. Has there been anyone in particular over the past 8 years or so that really like kind of surprised you or moved you a little bit with their speech?
There were. I mean, some of them are just funny. It's last year, Dwayne Crozier, who played in the Canadian Football League for several years, had some great stories about that. But, you know, some of them are very moving. That's by far, to me, that's the most emotional part. They get up there and maybe thanking their parents or coaches or teammates, and it's kind of an emotional time. They really enjoy that. And we didn't do that the first few years, and we added that just a few years ago, and sure, I'm glad we did.
I'm sure it's pretty interesting, too, to hear how things were back then. Like Mr. Edwards is, what you said, class of 49, hearing how things were for him.
That's right. That's right. It's different. And I'll admit, my favorite ones are the ones that come from, we've had some from the 30s, 40s, 50s, and it's just certainly a different time. And Part of the Hall of Fame's purpose, I think, is to remind us of that time. It's sometimes forgotten. We had some pretty legendary teams and athletes from those eras that we want to be remembered.
All right. Once again, you said tickets can be purchased here at the Iowa State Savings Bank office, right? $15?
That's right. They're $15. They have to be purchased in advance. In fact, by Thursday of this week, we need those. We need to be able to give an account to the restaurant. So $15, that buys you lunch. And like I said, we spend a couple hours up there. It's a lot of meet and greet time just to get to know these people.
All right. Anything else today?
No, we appreciate your help with this. And hope everybody gets out, whether to the luncheon and then to the basketball game that night. It's really one of the bigger nights we see in the gym. Obviously, Coaches versus Cancer last week's a wonderful event that has got started and everybody from Knoxville gets behind. And I think of this as kind of a winter homecoming. Really draws a crowd, and I hope everybody joins in.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Joe.
Thanks for coming, Aaron.